Divrei Chaim of Sanz, wanted very badly for many years to spend time before Tisha B'Av with a great tzaddik by the name of Rav Shimon of Yaroslav, Rav Shimon of Yaroslav. Yaroslav had a very interesting minhag. I guess it's a minhag that many of us have b'zman hazeh, in a certain sense, and that is that people like to make siyumim during the 9 days. People like to find a way to eat meat and to rejoice a little bit. The truth is, there's a lot of depth to that practice, to show that the power of Torah helps us to emerge from galus and from korban. But the Rebbe of Yaroslav had a very unusual practice, and that is that while most people make siyumim throughout the 9 days, he had a practice of making a siyum for the Suda Mafsekas. Just let that register for a second. For the Suda Mafsekas, he would make a big siyum, he would eat meat, he would drink wine. And the Divrei Chaim, who was about 30 years younger than Rav Shmuel Yaroslav, very badly wanted to be a part of that, whatever that was about. But he was nervous because his son, the son of the Divrei Chaim, the Shinover of Yechezkel, Halberstam, the Rebbe of Shinov, was only younger than his father by about 15 years. One of his, the Rebbe Chaim had many children, was one of the older children, oldest child. And the Shinover was a person who was very halachic. He was a rebbe, he was a chassid, he was a rebbe, but he couldn't grasp such an idea to have a siyum for a sudam afsekes. And the Divrei Chaim was actually very afraid of his son. He was nervous to disappoint his son. So for years he never went. Until one year he decided, Divrei Chaim said, you know what, I'm going to be by Rav Shmuel Yaroslav this year. And he was sneaking out of town, and his son caught him and said, where are you going? He knew where he was going. Where are you going? He said, I'm going to Rav Shmuel Yaroslav. He says, you're going? That's where you're going? For that dreaded matzah over there, that gathering, the Suda Mafsekes, so they call for bringing. So the Divrei Chaim said to his son, he said, I love you and I respect you, and I know it's not for you. I'm just telling you now, I'm going. Because the Shinover used to follow his father wherever he went. He said, I'm going. You're not going to change my mind. I'm going. If you want to come, you can come. If you don't want to come, that's also fine. If you do come, don't make a ruckus. If you come, just sit quiet. I don't need you to cause trouble. And the Shinover decided to go with his father to Bivar Shemuel Yaroslav. And he said it was an unbelievable sight. They came, there was a seal, there was meat, there was wine. They were singing, and they mamish were eating meat and wine up until the moment before Tisha B'Av. And it wasn't a nidche, it wasn't a Shabbos. And he said, finally, they finish eating, and they, all of a sudden, Rav Shmuel Yaroslav gets up, and he starts leading people in song and dance. And after a couple of minutes, the Shinover said, this is crazy. He got up, and he started screaming. He said, this is blasphemous. I don't know what you people are doing. This is crazy. And he walked out, and he stood outside. Now, he was a halachic person, so he wanted to wait around for Maariv. He wanted to catch a minion. He wasn't going to daven b'yichidus. Very halachic person. He said about 2 o'clock in the morning, finally, the singing and dancing stopped. And they gave a clock. It's time for Maariv. And the Divrei Chaim came back in. And they daven Maariv. And then finally, after Maariv, 2 o'clock in the morning, finally, it was time for Eicha. Everyone sat down on the floor. And Rav Shmuel Yaroslav sat there. And he began to recite the words of Eicha. And he cried out, Eicha! And he fainted on the spot. Fainted on the spot. He couldn't bear the pain. One word. The same rebbe who was singing and dancing and forbringing his way into Tisha B'Av. One word of Eicha, and that was it. And everyone jumped up to try to help. And the Shinover, the Divrei Yechezkel, the son of the Divrei Chaim, who had been so critical, here's how it's described in the Svarim. Everybody tried, this is what the Shinover said. The Shinover said, everybody tried to bring the holy Yaroslav back to life. One word, he said Eicha, lying there on his back on the floor. They worked on him for about 10 hours, but they couldn't get him back. I was standing over the tzaddik and my tears were flowing like never before. And I was davening, oi, was I wrong? Oi, was I wrong to judge this tzaddik? Ribono shel Olam, let this holy man live. Because no one knows the pains of Klal Yisrael more than the holy Reb Shimon of Yaroslav. I always thought Reb Shimon of Yaroslav died from that. Although I did a little research this week, it's not his yartzeit, it's not on Tisha B'Av. So he must have, the tefillos of the Divrei, but the Divrei Yechezkel must have been answered eventually. He must have come too. But you hear a story like that and you think, how does a person connect so deeply in both directions? to believe in Mashiach so much that you could forbring your way into Tisha B'Av with the absolute belief, that has to be the pshat. How else can you explain it? He must have been so sure that any second Mashiach is going to come that he said, we're going to greet Mashiach with song and dance. Until finally, 2 o'clock in the morning, when he realized it wasn't happening, at least not right then and there, to be able to attach yourself so deeply in the other direction, to the pain of the Chorban, that just asking the question of Eicha nearly took his life. We just came out of Shabbos. Very strange transition. And we had a Sudam of Sekes, which is a little bit more like Rosh Hashanah Yaroslav. Meaning, we ate, and we drank, you could eat meat, you could drink wine, whether you did or not. But a little bit, Shabbos comes, and Shabbos somehow has this ability. The halacha tells us that Shabbos has this ability to almost override Tisha B'Av. How does that work? Why is that so? Shabbos is a time, you have to define the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos is a time of deep connection. Shabbos is a time that lifts us above the regular routine of our life and gives us a taste of Me'ein Olam Haba. The way that the Torah and the deeper Svarim explain, the Hebrew word for deep connection is Das. Shabbos is a time of Das. Das means deep chibur, attachment. The way the Torah describes in Bereishis Perek Dalet, Va'adam yada eschava ishto. Adam knew his wife. Knew means that, in an intimate sense, that they had children together. The deepest bond between husband and wife is called Das. And therefore the Zohar tells us that Shabbos is Zman. It's a time of Das, it's a time of being deeply connected. Or as the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisiso, Aches Shabso Sai Tishmoru, keep the Shabbos. For what purpose? L'das ki ani Hashem, mekadishchem. That you should be able to know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. And that's what happens on Shabbos. It's connectivity within time. It's us taking a break from all of our mundane pursuits and running around, and we connect. We connect to ourselves, we connect to our families, we connect to our community. Al yetze ish memakomo b'yom ha'shvi, like it says in Parshas B'Shalach. We're not running around so much. We're able to refocus. We're able to be connected. If Shabbos is Das in time, so what's Das? What's connection in place? And the answer is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a place where a Jew walked into the Beis HaMikdash, and immediately a person felt, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a tangible experience. I didn't have to work to log in, to connect. It was an automatic connection. A Jew came to Beis HaMikdash, there was a place of connectivity to my fellow Jews, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Kedusha. It was an instantaneous connection that was formed when a Jew came to Beis HaMikdash. So now we understand, why is it when Shabbos and Tisha B'Av coincide, why is it that Shabbos has this ability to trump Tisha B'Av, to overpower Tisha B'Av? Because Shabbos, we get a taste of Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is Das, Shabbos is connection. Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes an amazing thing. He says, everything we do on Shabbos is mirroring what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. From the Big Day Shabbos, which is like the Big Day Kahuna, to the Neiros, which parallels the menorah, to blessing our children, which is the Birchas Kohanim, to setting the Shulchan, which is the Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim. Everything we do, even, he says, Rav Shimshon Pinkus even writes, the smell of a home on Shabbos, the smell of chulent on a Shabbos morning, that's all, that's the ketores of the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus said, people think that when Tisha B'Av and Shabbos coincide, it's that we can divert ourselves, we can divert our minds from the pain of Tisha B'Av by getting busy with Shabbos. Not that we're diverting our minds from Tisha B'Av through Shabbos. It's that when we have Shabbos, and when Shabbos coincides with Tisha B'Av, Shabbos fills that void. Shabbos is a Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is that place of connection that unfortunately we don't have most of the time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift this year like he did last year, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Shabbos that coincides with the 9th of Av. But that makes Motzei Shabbos that much harder. Because every Motzei Shabbos, we go through this process of, I turn on my phone, I check the emails, life starts to overwhelm me once again. Instead of having all the delicious Shabbos food, I have a lot of dishes to wash and to clean. We transition out of that world of Das, of connection, and everyone starts to go their separate way again. We start to go from that world of Chibor into a world of Chorban, where the pieces start to fall apart. And that's what we're starting to experience tonight. We say Havdalah, in the bracha in Shmona Esrei, of Ata Chonein LaAdam Das. Because when we leave Shabbos, we're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know we can't hold on to everything, but we want to have a little bit of more das. We want to be a little bit more connected. We want to be able to not allow everything to crumble, to go into a world of bilvul hadas, where we lose our minds, where we get overwhelmed by all the wrong things. So Motzei Shabbos is the challenge of trying to hold on to that das. And again, as we enter into now the Tisha B'Av Nidcha, we think about what it means to live in a world without das, without real connection. A world of Chorban instead of Chibur. The Rambam describes the very last halach in the Rambam when he talks about Mashiach. The Rambam says, a very simple picture, it's based on the Navi Yeshaya. What is Mashiach going to look like? The Pasuk says, Ki mala ha'aretz deya es Hashem. The hope of Mashiach, says the Rambam, is a time when what? Uva oso zman, lo yasham lo rav, lo milchama, there won't be famine, there won't be war, lo kin of atachrus, all the pettiness of life. All the brokenness of life will be put aside. And you know why that's so? He says, V'lo ye'esek kol ha'olam el l'da'as es Hashem bovan. The Rambam says, Mashiach is a world of das. We're Jews connected the way we're supposed to be. Not all over the place. Not finding it so difficult to make it through a single Shmona Esrei without spacing out. That's a lack of das, that's a chorban. Ulefichach yu Yisrael chacham gedolim v'yodim dvar masumim. The Rambam says, when Mashiach comes, we're going to be what? People who know the deepest secrets. V'yasigu da'as boram. Rambam keeps saying das, 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 connection. You'll be able to connect to Hashem the way it's supposed to be. Kafi koach ha'adam, ki mala ha'aretz deya es Hashem. The root of all chorban in any aspect of our life is a lack of das. When a husband and wife are not connecting, there's no das. And it leads to chorban. And when parents and children don't know what they need, when parents don't recognize what their children need, and it leads to a chorban in the relationship, it's a lack of das, it's a lack of connectivity. It's a lack of being connected the way things are supposed to be. All chorban is rooted in a lack of das. I don't know my strengths and I don't know my weaknesses. And it leads to chorban. There were two great gedolim, we describe Tisha B'Av exactly this way. Two great gedolim we often think of as opponents. We think about their disagreements. When it came to understanding Tisha B'Av, they write very, very similar. Who am I referring to? In the 1700s, Rav Yonasan Eibshitz and Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yonasan Eibshitz writes in a drush in his Yaros Devash. He says, if you want to fix something on Tisha B'Av, ki la'asir hatzar ha'gadol, if you want to remove the great pain of this day, echad hu, it's as simple as one thing. And that is, mi she'ein daito shleima, a person who doesn't have das, person who doesn't know how to connect to this day in a deep way, to connect to Chorban in a deep way, to feel deeply what we're supposed to feel tonight and tomorrow. Misha ein daito shleima lo yargish betzar. If you don't have das, you don't even realize what we're missing. We don't realize that something's wrong with our world today. V'lakach anachnu b'avanosenu harabim einenu margishim kol kach Chorban beis hamikdash l'chesron da'atenu. Because of our lack of das, as Yonos and Eibshitz, the same way that we don't know how to connect to each other, we don't know how to connect to Hashem on a regular day, we don't know how to connect to the thought of not having a Beis HaMikdash. We become complacent, we're okay with that. And Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, until we reconnect, and Shabbos again gives us that opportunity to get a little bit the way it's supposed to be, a Me'ein Olam Haba, a taste of Geula. But on Motzei Shabbos, again, we go back into that world of Bilbul Hadas, where we lose our minds again. Ad kan the words of Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. Rav Yaakov Emden, 1700s in his siddur in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. V'kan makom sheroi laharchiv bo adibur. I need to speak a little bit. He's giving halachos. He says, but I need to speak a little bit at length, just for a few moments. He says, il mali lo hayu ela avon zebi adenu. If halavai, this should be our only avera. We have a lot of averos. But he says, even if this was our only avera, it would be enough to extend the galus. She'ein misablin al Yerushalayim karoi. We don't know how to feel. We don't know how to connect. We don't know how to mourn Yerushalayim in the way that we should. And that alone, he says, is Dai L'Harich Galuseinu. You want to know why Galus is so long? Because you're not connected to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not connected to the Chorban. V'hi be'enai hasiba. And in my mind, says Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, this is the reason. Hayosur Galuya Atzuma V'Chazaka. The clearest, strongest reason. For all of suffering, he says, L'chol Hashmados HaMoflagos HaGadolos HaNoraos HaMavilos. Everything that we're going through, it's because we don't know how to connect. We're totally disconnected from what we're supposed to be feeling. And he concludes, and it's a very painful, painful words to hear. Kasher yochiach hanisayon, as is proven from all of us sitting here right now, b'yichud b'yom tishavav, on tishavav itself. If there's one day we should be able to connect, we still don't know how to connect. Forget a regular Tuesday when a Jew doesn't stop for a second to think about what it would be like to have a Beis HaMikdash or to have a Geula. And how many things would be fixed if we could just have the Beis HaMikdash and have Mashiach. But even on Tisha B'Av itself, he says, on Tisha B'Av Hamar, on the bitter day of Tisha B'Av, mi v'mi ha-mis'abel. Who knows how to move? We don't know what to feel. V'nenach ha-chor ben ha-bayis, v'shmamas arteinu. We feel bad that we're fasting. We feel bad that we lost a nice summer Sunday to spend it sitting on the ground reciting kinos. We don't know how to feel these things. To feel karoi mimamke alev, to feel in the depths of our heart what we're missing. Kamed demavas neshpachos hazos. How many tears do we shed? We barely know how to cry. Ve'ein tzarech lomar b'shari me'ashana. He says, I don't need to talk about the rest of the year. It's bad enough we don't even know how to do it on Tisha B'Av. And he says, again, it's a lack of das, it's a lack of awareness. It's a lack of connectivity. So I think if we're going to go into Tisha B'Av, if we're going to go into this Tisha B'Av Nidcha, we have to be honest with ourselves. And being honest means at least acknowledging that we don't really know. And maybe make a tefillah out of that. Maybe ask Hashem, you know, we don't know. You're right, we don't know. We listen to the Haftorah today, and we acknowledge that we don't know. As we said in today's Haftorah, the Navi Yishayel laments the fact, Yada shor koneu. An ox knows its owner. Yisrael lo yada, but the Jewish people, we don't know. Ami lo hisbonei. We don't even know how to think. An ox knows its owner, but we don't know. The Rashba, one of the great Rishonim, is Mishmeres Habayis. He quotes from Aristotle. A famous line from Aristotle, the great wise philosopher, said, Ki mi she'ena yodeya she'ena yodeya, ena yodeya. One who doesn't know that he doesn't know really doesn't know. If we think we know, if we trick ourselves to think we know, we don't know. Let's admit we don't know. Let's be honest on Tisha B'Av and admit we don't know. Are we connected to this day like we're supposed to be? The answer is no. Do we feel the pain of the Chorban the way we should? Are we mindful the way we're supposed to be? The answer is no. When the Jews came back to Bayis Sheni in the period of Ezra, the Pasuk says that those who saw the first Beis HaMikdash were crying. Everyone else is celebrating. The Jews who saw the first Beis HaMikdash were crying. Because they said to those Jews, you call this a... This is not a Beis HaMikdash. Compared to Bayis Rishon, this is not the real thing. We remember the real thing. These were Jews who were looking at a Beis HaMikdash and they still said, nah, this is not it. We know. We know what the real thing looks like. So here we are. We've never seen a Beis HaMikdash. We've never met anyone who's seen a Beis HaMikdash. We don't know how to cry. We don't know how to mourn. We don't know. Don't know. And at least we can be honest enough, like Aristotle says, Misha eni odeya, sheni odeya, eni odeya, to at least admit that we don't know. We think we know what Pesach looks like. We don't. We never had a carbon Pesach in our life. We think Yom Kippur. We felt the Yom Kippur. We know what that feels. We don't. We can sing Ma'ariv Kohen as much as we want. We've never seen a Kohen Gadol performing the Avodah. So Lamaisa, we don't know. When Yosef sees the family of Yaakov Avinu, and he starts to cry, the Ksav Sofer has an unbelievable insight. The Ksav Sofer says, you know why Yosef's crying? See, Yosef thought he was doing a great job in Mitzrayim, and he was. By many standards, he was. He was a tzaddik in Mitzrayim. He raised from kids in Mitzrayim. He was doing pretty good. Ephraim and Menashe. That's how we bless our children. Halavai, we should be able to raise children with all the challenges of the world today. That our children should be like Ephraim and Menashe. So we bless our children. But Yosef takes a look at Yaakov's family, who's coming to visit him, and he sees, so to speak, what real Jews look like. And Yosef started to cry, the Ksav Sofer says. Because he said, I thought I was doing a great job. I thought I was raising a nice Jewish family here in Mitzrayim. And then I saw some real Jews, some real Eretz Yisrael Jews. I saw some Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, Jews. And I realized, wow, I don't know the first thing about anything. And Yosef started to cry. And that should make us think tonight. Baruch Hashem, we're doing a lot of things right. As a tzibur, we're doing a lot of things right. Individually, we're doing a lot of things right. But a little bit, Misha eini yodea, she'eini yodea, eini yodea. We can't admit that we don't really know. We can't admit that we don't really know what this is about. And we really, really don't know.
want to end with a maisa. A Rebbe and a Talmud, two tzaddikim, once had a conversation about Mashiach. The Yid HaKadosh and Rasim Chabunim HaPrashistim. It was a summer night, they were sitting together, and the Yid HaKadosh asked his Talmud, Rasim Chabunim, he said, tell me, what do you think Mashiach's going to look like? How do you picture Mashiach? What's your vision for Mashiach? So the Rebbe of Prashistim said, it's going to be a regular night. A regular, regular night. People are going to come home from work. People are going to eat their dinner. People are going to do whatever they do to relax in the evening. Everyone's going to get into bed, fall asleep. And in the middle of the night, there's going to be a commotion in the street. And people are going to be roused from their beds, and they're going to come outside. They're going to open their windows. They're going to say, what's going on? What's going on? And someone's going to be running in the street. Don't you know? Don't you hear? Mashiach has come. And everyone's going to jump up, and everyone's going to get ready, and everyone's going to go out to greet Mashiach. So the Yid HaKadosh looked at his Talmud, and he said, I agree with you 90%. I agree with most of us. I agree it's going to be a regular night. It's going to catch us by surprise. It's going to be a regular night. People are going to come home from work, come home from school, whatever they do. And people are going to sit down, they're going to eat their dinner and catch up with their family, whatever it is, whatever people do. And he said, and then people are, like you said, they're going to put on their pajamas, they're going to get into bed. But the Yid HaKadosh said to his Talmud, Rasim Chabunim, he said, but there's one difference. There's one thing I see that's quite different than the way you described it. He said, Rebbe, what is that? He said, on the night Mashiach's going to come, no one's going to be able to fall asleep. People are going to be lying in their bed with their eyes open. No one's going to be, when Mashiach's coming, no one's going to be able to fall asleep. But Nachman of Breslov taught that on Motzei Shabbos, Jews have a tendency to stay up late. It's a deep teaching. What's that about? It's not just high school kids who are hanging out in pizza shops too late. What is that? Where is that tendency? Where does that come from? Because we took a long nap, a good shluch on Shabbos afternoon, so we stay up too late Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Nachman said, "Ha'inyan shekasha lishon b'Motzei Shabbos." You know why it's hard to fall asleep on Motzei Shabbos? It's not because we're well rested from Shabbos. That is not just because we're transitioning out of the holiness of Shabbos, and we're a little bit like itching to get back into the world, and we make some sometimes silly choices on Motzei Shabbos. He said the reason that we get so aroused on Motzei Shabbos is because on Shabbos maschil his galus aliyah. Because on Motzei Shabbos, Chazal say Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, we sing Eliyahu HaNavi. It's the first hope that maybe Mashiach can come now. And like the Yid HaKadosh said, on the night that Mashiach is going to come, Jews are going to lie in their bed wide awake, not being able to sleep, because they're so connected and they can't fathom. It says Rabbi Nachman, removing their das. So Alkein Kosh Lishon, Ki Ashenahu Astalkas Adas. When you go to sleep, you remove your das. Mashiach is about restoring das. It's a tikkun all the way back to the Eitz HaDas. So I give us a bracha. Again, halavai, we should be so connected as we need to be during this, during these next couple of hours over the course of Tisha B'Av. To be able that when we come out of a Tisha B'Av, the week of Parshas V'Eschanan, we read all this psukkim about Ata Haresa L'Das, V'Yadata Hayom, V'Shevosa L'Avecha. All the psukkim about das. We should be able to say, Hashem, we're reconnected to you. Or at least we're honest enough to admit that, you know, we need to work on our connection to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. I wish everyone a sleepless night. I hope you stay up all night lying in bed, waiting to hear that sound of that shofar. Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be Jews who are connected. Or at least, again, to be able to admit that we don't know how to connect. And then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to reconnect once again to the way that it's supposed to be.